This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House Intelligence Committee heard testimony on Saturday from Mark Sandy, an Office of Management and Budget official, and the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump's Saturday. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California said that Sandy's testimony related to a hold that the administration placed on millions of dollars to Ukraine.
I'm not going to go into what he testified to, but this investigation is most importantly about $391 million in taxpayer dollars that was leveraged to ask the Ukrainians to investigate the president's political opponent.
And Republican Mark Meadows of the state of North Carolina said Sandy did not help the Democrats' case.
That the assumptions that Democrats have made and certainly the allegations that they have made have not been supported by the witnesses' testimony here today.
The committee later released transcripts of testimony from two additional White House aides, former National Security Council Tim Morrison and Jennifer Williams. And aide to Vice President Mike Pence, both were on a July 25th call between Mr. Trump and Ukraine's president. Morrison largely confirmed previous testimony given by other witnesses. Williams said that Mr. Trump's insistence that Ukraine carry out politically sensitive investigation struck her as unusual and inappropriate. Hong Kong police used water cannon and tear gas to disperse anti-government protesters camped outside a university campus in the city of Kowloon District on Sunday, with activists braced for a possible final police push to clear them after fiery clashes overnight. Police launched blue dyed liquid from water cannon after several protesters were seen firing bows from rooftops at the Hong Kong Polytechnic University amid some of the most dramatic scenes in over 5 months.